I actually study every day now, and I feel like if I don't study, I will just need I will need to catch up a lot in the end of the term, gitu. So I need to study every day, and I think to balance that out, I need to be surrounded by people that I like.
Hai teman-teman, selamat datang kembali di 15 menitan official podcast by Inwardening, di mana kita membagi cerita generasi muda yang masih berjuang untuk masa depan mereka dan masa depan Indonesia. Seperti biasa, di sini ada host kalian Stefan dan ada co-host aku Nia. Hai Nia.
Halo semuanya.
Seperti biasa, kita bakal menemani kalian dalam waktu 15 menit ke depan.
Ini adalah part ketiga dari episode bersama dengan Keisha Tanessa. Untuk akhirnya dapat masuk ke Oxford dengan beasiswa penuh, tentunya bukan merupakan titik akhir bagi Keisha untuk menggapai mimpinya. Justru, itu merupakan titik awal yang membuat Keisha sadar terkait banyak perubahan yang dapat ia alami. Seperti halnya perubahan minatnya dalam keteknikan, kemudian juga perubahan cara belajar yang membuatnya juga cukup kewalahan. So, buat teman-teman yang penasaran dengan cerita lengkap Keisha, kalian bisa langsung tonton di part kedua episode bersama dengan Keisha Tanessa di all streaming platform atau bisa melalui sini. Now, let's get back to the third part of the episode with Keisha Tanessa.
Actually, sebenarnya dari tadi aku kayak dengerin kalian ngomongin tentang engineering stuff, I cannot relate at all. Because aku dari...
Maaf ya, maaf.
Dari ini sih, human science, tapi kayak knowing that kalian sangat passionate.
Many Jesus, yes.
Iya, sangat passionate ngomongin itu kayak bikin aku jadi senang juga sih dengerinnya. Dan I've seen that Keisha itu juga punya very unique personality di sini. Jadi kayak dari tadi kayak cherish, kayak ada downs-nya tetap juga cherish. Terus juga you manage to make a YouTube channel juga. It was something yang mungkin orang tuh jarang gitu loh mau commit ngelakuin itu gitu. Nah, sebenarnya apa sih what motivate you behind that YouTube channel itself? Apakah kayak from the beginning kamu pengen sharing about how you experience your life there, atau emang itu adalah pelarian kamu dari hectic life di Oxford itu sendiri?
Pelarian.
Wah, pelarian loh. apa ya? Well, I think it's mostly just like a hobby sebenarnya. Awalnya juga karena my mom yang kasih tahu aja gitu, kayak, oh, kayaknya kamu bisa deh, udah bikin YouTube channel aja kalau misalnya lagi waktu senggang gitu. Dan I actually did. Jadi pas pertama kali bikin videonya gitu, I actually enjoyed it gitu. And I think one of the most important thing is that I don't mind being in the public eye. That's the first thing, karena there are a lot of responsibilities in being in the public eye, and then sharing your journey to other people. And I really love how whenever I uploaded something or like sharing something in like a podcast or doing like this kind of talks, like people will sometimes message me and say like, oh my gosh, that just motivated me a lot. Like, tiba-tiba aku jadi pengen study gitu, atau enggak, tiba-tiba aku jadi ngerasa sangat confident dan aku bener-bener pengen pursue my dreams. And I think it's the best thing, it's the best feeling ever to hear those kind of things, you know, to be able to inspire them or to help them just find their motivation or help them to, okay, I will take the first step to do something, and it might change their lives. And I think, yeah, that's one of the main thing why I did YouTube. Other than the fact that editing video is quite fun as well, I find it like a fun hobby now. Yeah, plus it's kind of like an archive of your journey as well, right? Because I really, my motto in life is to have my own personal development every single day. So I want to grow every day. I want to, just improve myself to become a better person every day, right? So having these kind of videos is kind of like looking back to how much I've grown in the past few years, and it's kind of like my archive of my life kind of thing. So it's really fun.
Aku yang kayak mendengar ceritamu dari tadi, gimana kamu go to Oxford and stuff tuh, I really noticed kalau you always surrounded by people that are supporting you. And it's not just your family. I mean, your family is, I think, it's your biggest support system, kan? Your dad, your mom, and your brother. But also, kayak, simple as your teacher, kalau bilang your, tadi kalau bilang your headmaster in the school, bagaimana? And even your friends that supporting you to grow. And do you find it as a privilege, though, having this kind of support system that supports you every single day?
It definitely is, yeah. Having met such great people, having a family that supports me all the time, encourage me. How do I say this? They encourage me a lot, but they don't push me to like, I have to accomplish this, this, this. I have to be like this, this, this. No, but they just accept me for who I am, but they also encourage me to do the things that I want to do. And I think that is a privilege in itself. And having support system like this means that I have someone to consult to whenever I have like hardships or difficulties in my life, and I'm just utterly grateful for that every single day. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I try to be someone like that as well. I want to be a dependable person where someone else can just come to me and consult to me, and I think that will be my ultimate goal in the future.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that though, actually. Kayak, what's your end goal? Kayak? I mean, because you're talking about that you have this kind of support. Is it your end goal? You want to give back to the people, to everyone else that doesn't have the opportunity right now?
Yeah. Yes.
So, what kind? Is there any single, kayak, just your ultimate goal? What do you really want to achieve? And once you did, once you achieve it, and you say, "I did my best," gitu.
Well, I guess at the end of the day, I want people to see me as who I am, not based on their expectations or what I could accomplish as a person. So I want to be seen as Kezia. I want to be seen as someone that is capable of growth, that is capable of change. I can change to become a better person every day. I'm not perfect, but I'm always trying my best in everything I do. So every single opportunities I face in my life, I will just take it, I will do my best, and I will grow. And I want to be seen as Kezia that can, that is stable and can, and that you can depend on as well. So yeah, that's my ultimate goal.
Oh, that's actually super ini sih, yeah, memotivasi sih.
We support you. Semoga bisa tercapai ya. Yeah. I mean, we believe in you sih.
Yeah, but definitely. Ini sebenarnya agak personal question sih. Cuman kayak capek nggak sih kayak strive for the best like every single day kayak gitu.
Kalau ditanya capek atau enggak, capek itu kan kayak very, it's just a moment when you're tired because like you're doing a lot of things at the same time. Tapi kayak, I really enjoy doing whatever I'm doing right now. So trying my best in it means it's an accomplishment to me. Jadi kayak, I feel like that's how I define success, which is like trying my best. Of course, like I can't be like at my ultimate 100% level all the time, kayak doing something terus kayak udah aku pasti selalu full on power all the time. That will be like crazy, right? But I know at that circumstance, I have done my best. I've tried. I have prepared, and I did my best in that time. So it's kind of like it's enough. And telling yourself, okay, I learned something from it. If I think I can do better next time, then I will do. And I will do better next time, you know? So it's more of situational. And you gotta be realistic. You have to be kind to yourself as well, you know? You can't just beat yourself up every time you feel like your expectations are not reached. Because, kayak, what's the level? How do you kind of measure how much you've tried? Like, whether this is the best you can do or not, right? There's no measuring it. There's no quantifying that. So it's more of you just do what you can in that specific moment and then think and then reflect on it and say, okay, I think that's my best. And the next time I will do my best as well, which is probably going to be better than the ones before. And that means I have grown as a person. And I think that's how my personal development is kind of like, that's my motto in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really inspiring though. You just kayak listening from you, kayak, you always say strive for the best, but also be kind to yourself. Karena sometimes you just forget it, kan?
Yeah.
And we always just try to do everything and we neglect the well-being of ourselves. And kayak,
we have and it all depends on your expectations as well. Oh, yeah, sorry, yes. Yeah. It all depends on your expectations, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have your story dari bagaimana kamu kecil kepingin emang kuliah di luar negeri, kan? Dari tadi you mentioned about your apakah kamu enak sama your Indonesian education system, dan sampai sekarang kamu udah third year now in Oxford, kan? So then you plan to graduate next year with the integrated master. do you have already plans what you're going to do next? Because the time just flies so fast kan in our this in our time, and tiba-tiba kayak kamu setahun depan oh udah lulus, you already have thoughts kayak kamu ngapain after you finish with your master.
I do have a little bit of a plan, not a very concrete plan though, just a tentative one for now. I want to, after I graduate master's from Oxford, hopefully if I graduate, I will
you
go
will.
And up.
I will,
hopefully,
you
yes,
will.
Believe in myself, confidence. Yeah, I will. I will apply to and get a job. I think in the UK for a while. So I really want to learn about the work culture here, and I think we have a lot of things to learn about from the work culture in the UK itself. And then because I'm doing biomedical engineering, which is probably a lot of research, we need a lot of funding as well if I want to do if I want to actually innovate something. So I think there are more opportunities that I can do here in the UK first. So I'm looking into like a few years of working full-time here in the UK, and then maybe if I get the chance or the opportunity to come back to Asia or to Indonesia, I will definitely do it. And I don't know, get married or something. I want to move on to my next life gitu. Yeah, I can't just like study every day, right? It's yeah. Cool.
Ini just emang ketika doa Kezia tadi juga manusia saudara-saudara.
Aku juga mau menikah.
I mean, ini maybe kayak kita juga we haven't touched about it, tapi aku pengen tahu kayak is it hard to maintain this kind of kayak working relationship and you need to maintain your social life and yeah, kayak you have this situation in Oxford where all of the environment is so demanding and you really they demand you to achieve the best version of yourself. Was it really hard for you to kayak make friends and then maintain the social life that you really will you have to and you want to as well kan? Kamu gak mungkin cuman if you mention cuman masalah cuma study and career doang kan?
Yeah, that's true. I actually need that a lot, apalagi di Oxford gitu, tiap hari harus study. I actually study every day now, and I feel like if I don't study, I will need to catch up a lot in the end of the term gitu. So I need to study every day, and I think to balance that out, I need to be surrounded by people that I like and that can actually encourage me in my life. Dan untungnya di Oxford itu, there are so many opportunities to hang out with people, to join societies. There are endless societies here, but countless. You can find any kind of society you want to find here in Oxford, and you can actually start a society as well. So I try to pick some, misalnya kayak go to basketball atau nggak go to dance. Atau enggak, go to church community, abis itu meet people there, and then they also have like talks and events, conferences where you can like consult with your tutors, atau enggak consult, kayak barusan gitu misalnya I have difficult times and then I don't really know where to go after this, I usually go to like talks and conferences about engineering and then talk to the professors, atau enggak my tutors. So there are a lot of different chances for you to interact and connect with people, and I think that is also my tip of surviving in Oxford or in uni in general. You have to be with someone, you have to connect with people, especially kalau misalnya you mau your experience, uni experience to be memorable and fun and exciting.
I see, yeah, bener sih.
Exciting, unique.
Yeah, kayak kamu benar-benar cherish every moment yang ada di Oxford, dan itu sepertinya benar-benar fits well in your personality gitu, kayak. And you adapt gitu intinya kayak.
I could say berarti kalau Oxford it really fits your personality kan, dimana kamu they allow you to grow, but in the sense that you also find yourself. They don't just push you too hard to the point that you cannot do it anymore, but they always support you in every single step. And also having a really strong support system from your friends, your family, and also people around you. I think it what keeps you motivated juga nggak sih sampai sekarang. Just beside your strong motivation.
It keeps me going.
Yeah. Is there because a lot of people are actually facing the same journey kan, kayak trying to find themselves, trying to just go through by them their day. Is there anything that you can share with them, kayak ada pesan gitu yang mau disampaikan buat teman-teman yang still struggling to find the traction to just face the day gitu misalnya.
Yeah. So I think it's good to remind ourselves kalau kita semua ini punya our own journey. So I have my own journey, you have your own journey. We're all different, we have different journeys. So don't compare yourself to other people or even me gitu, kayak oh Keisha ke Oxford, I want to be like her. Terus kayak you pengennya journey-nya sama gitu, persis sama I. You can't possibly get that, you can't achieve that thing because it's just not possible, it's not how the world works. So you can be inspired, but you should still focus on making the best out of your own circumstances. So misalnya kamu sekarang nih sekolahnya di negeri, kamu mungkin gak bisa ngambil A level atau IB atau SAT, then do what you can do with that circumstances that you're in that environment, in the facilities that is given to you, in every single privilege that you have. You have to just make the best out of the circumstances. Dan jangan berkecil hati kalau misalnya kamu sampai gagal atau nggak mencapai ekspektasi kamu sendiri. Karena it can just be because it's not for you, gitu. Maybe you can try the other pathway. Atau you can try again, gitu. So that's how life works. And I think you, kalau misalnya you jatuh, then bangun lagi and do your best in every single circumstances. Yeah, that's my pesan.
Thank you so much. I think it hits a lot of us sih, kayak bagaimana trying to maximizing every single opportunity that we got, kan. Okay, and thank you so much, Kezia, for sharing with us. Is there, kayak kalau if people want to reach out to you, want to find where they can find you in Instagram, YouTube, or maybe you could share your socials to us?
Yes, so YouTube, Instagram, what else, email?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yeah. You can find me in every single social media probably. So, yeah, reach out to me and I will answer whatever questions you guys might have. So,
okay. So this is 15 Menitan. Thank you so much, Kezia, for sharing.
Thank you for having
amazing
me.
Amazing story. Looking forward to meet you again some days, and we just really hope that you could reach every single goal that you have in mind, and we believe you will make it, see. So, ya, ini udah 15 menitan, suatu podcast official dari Abandoning, di mana kita membagi cerita generasi muda yang masih berjuang untuk masa depan mereka dan masa depan Indonesia. Jangan lupa follow kami di Instagram, @15menitan dan @abandoning.id. Subscribe di platform podcast favorit kalian, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcast to. And also, subscribe, like, and comment in our YouTube channel. This is 15 menitan, and see you next week. Bye-bye!
Bye.